Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
What's up?
it's that brain wave.
We're just quantum connected,
just mixed together, dude.
I am delirious because I'm like sunburnt from heat stroke from the desert. I'm dead.
Beat RE9. You guys had a long couple days.
It's been a great day. I found a story the other day that tripped me out so much, and I bookmarked it because I wanted to read it on the show, but I was on my way to Phoenix in a car when I found it. So it was really weird. Bizarre one. So here we go.
Okay.
This one's called Wrong Clothes, Extra Shoes, Missing Birthmark. My mother said I wasn't her son. Hi, everyone. This is one strange thing that happened to me over 35 years ago. When I was 6 years old, I got lost for 2 days. This happened in the countryside while I was spending all summer with my grandmother. I cannot remember much from the time I was missing, but I remember what they told me I had said at the time. I used to sleep in the room with another 4 kids. One was my brother, and the others were my cousins. Another 3 people slept in the house: my grandmother, my uncle, and my aunt. Sunday morning, my grandmother and my uncle woke up very early to feed the animals and prepare for church. At 7, when they came to wake us all up to go to church, I was not there. My shoes were there, and only the t-shirt and shorts I was wearing were missing. They called the police and my parents, who were living 700 kilometers away. They searched with dogs, but found no lead far from the house. After two days, I was found in a forest 11 kilometers away by some hunters. They took me to the police station in the next village. It's about seven miles, and they brought me to the other police station in the village where my grandmother lived. I was not dirty or hungry and not even scared. I had a book in my hand, and my clothes were way too small for me. They had to cut off the shirt I was wearing because I could not get it off. I was the same, but my clothes were not my size.
Huh?
Most disturbing was the fact that I was wearing shoes when they found me in the woods, but I had my original shoes at home. A few years ago, my nephew became a police officer and found the files. He sent them to me. This is pretty much what I had told the police. I told them that I came from home. This is pretty much what I told the police at the time. I told them that I came from the school, but I was too young for the school. I told them that they taught me to be me. They taught me who I am and how I am. I was sleeping in a room with many kids, boys and girls, and we were eating vegetables. On the windows, we saw only water, like under the water, but with no fish. All the teachers there looked the same, and we called them just teacher. Every child had been given a name and had to learn about his new life and family. Apparently, they showed us on screens pictures of the families we would join. The book in my hand was printed with photos of my family, close relatives, family friends, neighbors, and even the personnel and kids from the daycare where I was going. I knew all the names of these people, but not personal details about any of them. I was in the police station 2 times, and another 3 times they came and questioned me at home. They have a total of 7 hours of questioning on audio tapes. The next part is probably the most unsettling in the story. When we came back to my grandmother's house, my mother said that I was not her son. She saw that my birthmark on the left ear was missing. It was a pretty obvious mark that she had refused to have cut at my birth. She had made a big deal of it and even went back to the police with pictures to prove I was not her child and to make them search for me. They didn't take it seriously but filed her report at the time. My grandmother used to have three dogs around the house that did not recognize me anymore, and my uncle was forced to cage them for a while. My parents took me home after 3 weeks, but my mother was not happy about it. 2 years later, my youngest brother was born, and he was born with the same birthmark as me. One day, when I was playing with him, my mother told me, my first son used to have the same birthmark as him. Two small grapes hanging on the left ear.
That's some trauma. Where did this story come from?
It's on Our Paranormal.
That's so, yeah, I don't know. That's like such a, that would break a child forever in so many ways.
Right. I remember many times she was asking me, who are you? Where is my son? Is he okay? She took care of me, but she was cold. She never attended my graduations, even when I was first in the class all the time. When I went to college in another city, she threw away all my stuff back home, and my room has been empty since that day. There is no picture inside the house with me, only of me before the disappearance. I don't know if that affected the way I am, but because sincerely, I was not bothered too much about that. I was feeling like an intruder anyway, and I never had the need for a home or a friend. When I finished college, I got into the military and became a pilot. I served for 15 years, and then I quit. The best time for me is flying and boating. I like to be alone and to be quiet. My social skills come alive only when I drink alcohol, but I'm not much of a drinker. I'm not special in any shape or form. I am living a normal lifestyle. I did not change the world for the better or worse, but I have a feeling that I don't belong anywhere. So why the change? Why would someone bother to replace him with me? But maybe he was the special one. Maybe he is somewhere doing big things while I'm just a replacement piece in a puzzle that didn't even need that piece to work perfectly fine. There's actually more to this story, but I didn't want to make the post too long. Over the years, I tried to investigate it myself after my nephew sent me the police file. I asked questions, searched for records, and tried to understand what really happened during those 2 days. But many things are difficult to verify. This happened during the communist period in my country when records were not always transparent and the police worked very differently than today. And then there's an edit. And it says, hi, everyone. I didn't expect that so many people will read my story. I've tried to respond to most of your questions, but it is not easy because currently I'm in a training program that takes most of my day. Thursday, I'll be back with the second part of my story, and I will try to address the most common questions. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, for the many nice words and wishes addressed to me. And I'm going to check their posts. Can't see their posts for some reason. But it's a pretty scary story.
That is really fascinating. Kind of, yeah, that's
really
wild.
Unsettling story. Something I'd never heard that one exactly before. I remember there was that movie with who is it? Angelina Jolie, maybe.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. She's like, that's not my boy.
Yeah, I think it was like a Clint Eastwood movie. It's called like Changeling or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like weird like this. Like in that, I think it ends up being like very mundane, like, you know, like something like somebody kidnapped her kid and replaced him with another. And then like they found another kid and it wasn't her kid, but she treated it like her kid. This one, the thing that the kid says is so fucking weird. I came from the school that teaches me about me.
Yeah, that whole bit that is was weird. Very interesting. Almost like human clone for some reason.
Who like knows? To me, one of the best stories I've ever read on Our Paranormal.
I don't know. That's really good.
Fucking spellbinding.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, I got two quick little things if we wanted to knock them out real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
One, obviously, I have talk about it because everybody's telling me it's there. The government has registered both UFO.gov and UFOs.gov. And when reached out for a comment on social media, I forget who it was, some department stay tuned with an alien emoji.
Absolutely. I think this is bad news.
Yeah, I don't see anything. This administration.
I have no faith in this government. A fact the webpage is going to be like, they came to me with tears in their eyes. They say, Mr. President, you're the only one to disclose aliens. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what the fuck. Like, realistically, all I can see is them doing like putting up documents that have already been declassified before in one spot.
Puff piece.
Yeah, like nothing substantial in any sort of way.
Unless it's like big fakies time now. Like I'm not trying to say, oh, the government's going to fake. Like, I will see what they do, right? But I just feel like for this to have any sort of impact, it needs to have some sort of scoop, fresh news, some kind of interesting story that they can share. But I have big doubt on that. Because
did you guys see the Hollywood Reporter had an article? By the way, don't bother going to go look at it. It's one of those like you have to pay to see the full thing.
So then no, I have not.
But the article essentially is like, I guess there's now, besides Spielberg's Disclosure movie, there are other Disclosure-based movies happening.
And the recent quote from Spielberg saying he believes not only are they real, but they're among us.
Yeah, well, apparently a lot of studios are investing now in Disclosure-based movies. And everyone, the Hollywood Reporter article is literally about like, is this a sign of like something changing? I genuinely believe it's the opposite. I think it's all these people in Hollywood are seeing that right now it's topical to be talking about this stuff and sure, they're cashing in on it. That's what I think. And I think the government's doing the same thing. They made this website thing. They do that because people are interested now. And so they're like, well, let's cash in on the interest. I don't think it's them being like, yes, we know things and we're going to tell you in our movie. I promise you, Spielberg's not going to disclose that aliens are real at the end of the movie. It's not going to happen.
No, absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. But the conspiratorial take is the Hollywood movies are preparing the general psyche of the population to be less surprised.
Didn't I say that on the first episode of Chilluminati, though?
It's also MJ-12. Like, it's in the MJ-12 documents. Like, that whole thing is like, we soften it by introducing them in pop media more, and then
this is cyclical. We've done this before.
I agree. Oh, I agree with you.
In the 90s, we had alien movies a bunch. In the 70s, we had a bunch of alien. It just keeps happening again and again because that's like, it happens. That's it. Yep. And Spielberg is 100% the dude who's behind all of those, by the way.
Yes.
Every one of those, like, resurgence in UFO stuff. If Spielberg makes an alien movie, other people start making alien movies. It just happens every time. Spielberg, go back, look at the record. It's hilarious.
He is the only one I think knows more than we know. And especially because he's worked with...
I think
with,
he's the only one willing to believe there's more going on than most people.
I think he's just rich enough to have a little bit of access.
Purely money. I mean, even on Close Encounters, he had Jacques Vallée on there. He had Hynek on there working with him. Like,
the more important thing is his mindset to me. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, it seems
absolutely.
Like he's like not being a fucking idiot about it. Yes. He understands why we're people like us are angry when fucking Lou Elizondo comes on to fucking
give us a
fucking movie. Yeah.
God.
Like, good lord.
That made me so I'm still mad about that.
But yeah, I mean,
the other small piece of news is just, have you boys seen the unfortunate Jeffrey Epstein doppelganger?
Dude,
no.
The guy that looks exactly like him.
He had to make a video today. His name's like something Pete. I forget his name. I'm going to give you a link. But this guy literally looks
exactly
fucking like Epstein, to the point where you're like, oh, when I first saw the video, because it was somebody from the original video, is somebody in another car coming up to this guy who's in a convertible, just filming him. And like the profile is like, oh my God, to the point where he had to come live and be like, no, dude, that was just some stranger basically filming me. He's like, I'm not Epstein. And there's a link of him.
This guy.
You got to look at him. Like, look at this guy talking.
It's like, look at his profile. He looks exactly like Jeffrey Epstein.
He looks
from the
exactly
side.
Like him.
From what? The side, he looks a lot like
even
Jeffrey
dead
Epstein.
On, he looks pretty close to him. Like, it's not as
his lower, like from
it's
nose down is different.
It's the jaw, yeah.
The footage of him, like, the footage of him in the fucking convertible that is like the source of all this looks like fucking
looks
Jeffrey
just
Epstein.
Like him. Yeah. That's
insane.
But what was I gonna say? Oh, people always say Anthony Bourdain looks like him too, but I get what they mean, but
bit.
I don't
yeah,
really
I see. Yeah.
People say he looks exactly like him. So I'm always like, no, he doesn't.
No, no, no. I would not mistake Anthony Bourdain for fucking Epstein ever.
What's his name? What's this guy's
this
name?
This guy, this is so funny. This guy said, I'm Palm Beach Pete. And Palm all Beach the comments Pete. Are like, uh-huh, sure, Jeff.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate dude. Somebody said if this was me, I'd immediately grow a beard so down to my toes and never shave.
This guy said, I don't think he's Epstein, but frankly, anyone named Palm Beach Pete sounds like an equally shady character.
Palm Beach Pete. He's obviously not Epstein.
No, clearly not. But what a crazy, unfortunate time
to
be
so
looking
funny.
Like.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Jesse, do you have anything to take us out of here?
I got two little quick boys that I felt were very interesting. The first one is, again, it's from the Daily Mail, so, you know, take it with no grains of salt. Or one grain, I don't know, whatever the minimal amount of grains you should take with something that could
be. I'll have a grain. I'll have a grain here or there.
But an article says a Roman artifact was discovered in the Americas, and this could shatter New World history as we know it. Apparently, a Roman artifact was discovered. It's known as the Tecoxic Calizuaca head. Boy, I hope it said that right. From it's discovered in 1933 inside a pre-Hispanic burial beneath multiple intact layers. And this head, they claim, and I will send you an image. You can just see what it looks like. This head, they claim, is one that is Greco-Roman featured. And
interesting.
The archaeologist who found it said that it dates back to the Roman Empire around 200 AD. At least that's what they're saying. But the burial site itself is from the 15th century. So again, there's time discrepancies. But what I found interesting about this is them saying it upsets what we know about the foundations of the Americas, because any history teacher, and as a former one, I can tell you that not only do we have the history of the, I want to say the Aleut people, which came across the Bering Strait and the Bering Sea into Americas in like 2000 BC. There's the ancestors of the Navajo who came in like 8000 BC. The ancestors of like the Sioux and the Comanche and the Aztecs and the Mayans and the Iroquois, and there's a bunch of others I'm forgetting, were like the land bridge that we all think of when we think of the land bridge across from Russia to Alaska. And then you have Norse Vikings. Leif Erikson is a known story. You have the Polynesian people that came here. And then finally, Columbus's ass came over. And I think it's just it's like a very European-centric vibe of like, nothing was happening there until Columbus rolled up. And it's like very clear. So much. Hell, there's even books now being written about the Chinese treasure fleets finding the Americas in the early 1400s.
You never fucking know. Like, who knows? Who knows when some guy just decided to go? Once the ships were invented, you might as well write it all off.
There are people who left. There are people who went on voyages, and many of them left with no intention of ever coming back. They weren't like Columbus where they were trying to trade shit. They were trying to escape some nonsense and found a new life, and they just stayed there.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense, like, that this shit would happen, that we'll eventually discover this. Yeah, I'm like,
all right, sure. Yeah. Yeah, okay, but it doesn't shake the foundations of anything. Yeah, I just thought that was silly that they're like, it will change everything we know. But speaking of changing everything we know, this one's great. So we are finding even more asteroids and meteors in space that have all the building blocks, not just one or two, all five building blocks of DNA. We just found another one. This one is from, it is the Ryugu asteroid.
Nice job.
And basically, all the nuclear bases for DNA are there. And it is one of those things where sent, a little guy up there and dug stuff up and brought him back. And it looks like there is stuff there that is the building blocks for life. And what's fascinating about this is that the scientists are like, okay, the takeaway should not be that we came from space. The takeaway should be that.
Why?
Well, because they're saying that there's no evidence of that. Like, an asteroid hit us and then that's, we came from space. And we're like, but what they do say is what this should tell everyone is that the building blocks for existence, at least the way we understand it, are everywhere in the universe.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes sense to me. Is like, what if life is a lot more common than we could possibly imagine? Because if the building blocks are common, then it would be everywhere. It doesn't have to be fucking bipedal or conscious life.
Yeah.
Anything from a single like celled organism to simple animal life, like, if the components are always out there,
like, we're finding it,
then of course the jump, I guess the jump shouldn't be, but there should be a larger assumption maybe that life is probably more common than we typically thought.
If there are things feeding off lava at the bottom of the ocean, literally, if there are things in nuclear wastelands eating
what about Mars?
A thing that eats plastic.
Yeah.
What about Mars?
That's what I'm like. There is very clearly the potential for life everywhere, and just in forms we may not truly understand. But if and so they're saying, yeah, if there's multiple, because we got it. What was the other comet that the Bennu, the other one where we found all five blocks for like they're like that's two separate things that we found, and we're just starting to explore this stuff, which means
and we're a tiny speck and a tiny speck and a tiny speck, and we're finding it.
Yeah, potentially we're on the ass end of this solar of this galaxy. The potential for life out there is massive, and I honestly like the idea that like, look, don't get caught up in the like we're space people. Get caught up in the fact that like there definitely is space people. There's
life.
Yeah. What if life is a rule of the universe, just as a part of its creation? I think it's beautiful.
It feels very much like it is, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. It just feels like everything the universe is doing. It's just like it leads to experience and existence of some form.
Seems pretty unlikely that we would. I have a hopeful attitude of no other life.
Yeah, I have a more like Vulcan coded attitude of like, hey man, we're all together in this great tapestry of the universe, and like I love that. I think that's great. And honestly, I know people are scared to death. Not me. Fuck it. Let's go.
I bring it all on. I would want this.
Love it. Yeah. I would love this.
You and all your other parallel Jessies.
All of them. Yeah. All my little white blood cell Jessies would be like, come on, let's go. Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious. Well, thank you all so much for listening and joining us here. This minisode at patreon.com/Illuminati Pod. We'll be back next week with a brand new one. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.